we are on Simen Mem Gimel, Beis Sif Beis. Beis Akisei Kavua. Beis Akisei, that's Kavua, that means it's Osui Rasis Tzrochov there. Hainu Sheyesh Boi Tzoya, that there's Tzoya there, Vuhu Al Pnei Hasode, Beloi Chafiro. So now we have to know exactly which halacha we are dealing with. And what is this, what he's saying, Beloi Chafira? Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Beloi Chafira, Rotzoloima. If we have a Beis HaKisei, now Beis HaKisei was saying that's a mokim, that there's Tzoya there. So now let us just review for 1 minute. A Beis HaKisei Kavua, and he said this is a place where there's Tzoya. Person is Mafan over there. So one is not permitted to be mashed in there because he might be Oyset Tzrochov, and this is a place where one is Oyset Tzrochov. So that was, we learned in Sif Aleph. So one is not permitted to be mashed in with the tefillin. That means Meikar Hadin, perhaps this would be permissible, but since it's Achshash, maybe it'll be Oyset Tzrochov, so Chazal asked this. So this is speaking about a Beis HaKisei Kavua, that's a mokim that a person is Oyset Tzrochov. So that's Ainu Sheyesh Boitzoy, there's a place where there's Tzoy already. For who Al Pnei HaSodeh, so now there's Achshash, he might, even though his intent, L'chatchila, is to be mashtin, but maybe might be Oyset Tzrochov, Beloi Chafiro. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll try to elaborate a little. Beloi Chafiro, Rotzoloima. Oz. Now, if this is the case, so then the din is, this is a Beis HaKisei Kavua, so then the din is, Sivkot and Yud Gimel, so he is not permitted to wear the tefillin. So now this is a Beis HaKisei. Now let us just say one thing. If there would be a heter to be mashed in there, so then we forget about this. So mashtin is chayav shel adam. We sif cotton simim and gimel sif cotton yid gimel. So if there'd be a heter to be mashtin, so then we wave over all the other problems. It's chayav shel adam, and he'd be permitted theoretically to go into this Beis HaKisei Kavua, this soya there. He'd be able to be mashtin. But we did not permit him to be mashed in the Beis HaKisei Kavua because he might be Oyset Tzrochov. So now there's no heter of Ashtone. So therefore, he has to take off the tefillin. So now that he has to take off the tefillin, so there's a loche, a Beis HaKisei is a din, the whole area is a din of Tzoya, and you have to, you're not allowed to bring the tefillin Dalet Amis into the smokim. So you have to take off the tefillin Dalet Amis away. So that means the Beis HaKisei starts here. I'm not permitted to wear the tefillin in the Beis HaKisei because he might be Oyset Tzrochov. So forget, there's no heter to wear the tefillin. So I have to take it off. So you take it off, you don't take it off right. And so this whole Beis HaKisei is a din of Tzoyis. You have to be machik Dalet Amis. You take off the tefillin here because the whole Beis HaKisei is a din of Tzoya. That is, yeah. So then, so Berich Daldamis, Avo in Hu Bachafiro. But what is if this Beis HaKisei is Bachafiro? Now, Chafiro means like this. Let me just elaborate for 3 minutes. There's Chazal speak about a Beis HaKisei HaParsiyim. This Beis HaKisei HaParsiyim was very interesting. That means a person was Oyset Tzrochov in this area, and the tzoye was misgalgal. There was like a tunnel. The tzoye did not remain there. It rolled out of this rishus, and it was chutz from this rishus. That means he was oise tzrachov in this rishus, but the tzoye did not remain here. The tzoye went out into another rishus. Now, this beis hakisei is not considered a beis hakisei. And the Chazanish explains it, a beis hakisei is not a place where someone is oise tzrachov. A beis hakisei is a place where tzoye remains there. That's called a beis hakisei. A mokim that's oimit, that tzoye should be there. Now, let's just say a maimer hamuska, a place that's oimit, that tzoye should be there. If I clean it out, it feels a shame beis hakisei, because this is a mokim halachically. This is a mokim that's oimed, that tzoye should be here. So this is a din beis hakisei and all the chumras of a beis hakisei. But that is a mokim that's oimed, that tzoye should be here. But why does if I have a beis hakisei aparsiim, which is the tzoye is not in this rishus, when the person is oisei tzrachov, it's misgalgu, and it goes out of this rishus. This is somehow similar to perhaps the bathrooms and the planes. It also more or less goes out, I'll go upon them, but it doesn't remain there. It rolls out. So we'll talk about our bathrooms in 3 minutes. But we'll talk about the vial now. We'll talk about this then. So a beis hakisei aparsiim, halachically, a person is not a beis hakisei, because this is not a place that you hold tzoye here. Halachically, I'm allowed to daven here. This is not a beis hakisei. If there's a bad reyach, then there'll be a problem. But al kaponim, there's no reyach, there's no tzoye here. The tzoye is in another rishus. So this is not, halachically, this doesn't have a din of a beis hakisei. So let's just go further. Therefore, that means where it's dug out, it's like a tunnel that the tzoye is misgalgu, and it goes into different rishus. The ain lo din beis hakisei klal. It doesn't have a din of a beis hakisei. That's also the same thing. It's also the same thing. That's that you're talking about the urinal, you mean?
No.
A what? Yeah. No, so what is it? It remains the tzoye. It remains the tzoye there. Okay, but the viral ace is what made the chemicals make it disintegrate. Eventually. Yes, sir. Okay, so that's a basic key. So here we're talking about it's not in this rishus in Gansan. This is a basic key to a policy. Anyway, didn't basic key say cloud. So Mamela, so therefore, so you don't have to take it off. You don't have to take it off Taladamas away. You can walk with the tefillin into the beis hakisei. Umutal lekaneis besoichai betefillin she'olov. I'm not going into a beis hakisei. This is not a beis hakisei. Fine. Umikal mokay. So I can walk like this. If it's a basic kisei mokim, that's miyuchet to hell hold tzoye. So you have to take off tefillin daladamas. Now you have to take off tefillin daladamas away. A basic kisei aparsi, not a basic kisei. There's no tzoye here. The tzoye goes into another issues. So memela, so I'm allowed to wear the tefillin. I walk in, I can wear the tefillin. The minute I want to be mashed in with the tefillin. So no, you can't be mashing with the tefillin, because since this is a mokim that you're oisei tzrachov, you might be oisei tzrachov with the tefillin, which is also. This is a bezunder isa to do gdolim while wearing the tefillin is also. So koponim, so a person wants to be mashed in with the tefillin in the beis hakisei kavur. So he has like this. So mitzad the chaymer at the beis hakisei. This is not a beis hakisei. What? Halachically, it's not a beis hakisei. Lagabi the din of a chokad al adamis, because there's no tzoye here. But this is a place where the person is Oyset Tzocha. So if he's going to be Oyset Tzocha, if I'll give him, he's walking with his tefillin into this Beis HaKisei. Now when he's in the Beis HaKisei already, so he wants to be Mashtin. What's wrong? I'm wearing the, what's wrong? He says, no. If you're going to be Mashtin, you might be Oyset Tzocha with the Torah Tzatzos. So you have to take off the tefillin. So where do I take off the tefillin? Here. Here I'll take off the tefillin. Not to take it off outside. I can take it off here. But that's what the Mogen Avrom says. So the Mogen Avrom says the Machaber spoke specifically below Chafire. It's not speaking about Chafire, because if it would be Chafire, I'd be allowed to walk into the space HaKisei with the tefillin, but then I can't wear it because I have to take it off because I might make gedolah. Yeah, let's just stop here a minute. Let's just speak about our toilets. There's a chazaynish that calls a shaila, what halacha does our toilet have? So the chazaynish has two tzedodim. One side, the chazaynish says that it's the tzoyah, the translation of a Beis HaKisei is not a place where a person is oiset tzrocho. It's a place where tzoyah remains. That's called a Beis HaKisei. So since our toilet, the tzoyah doesn't remain, so memela, so it's not a Beis HaKisei. That's one side the Chazaynish says. Another side the Chazaynish says, no, our toilets are worse than the Beis HaKisei HaParsim. Why? Because our toilet, a Beis HaKisei HaParsim, the tzoyah didn't remain there. It rolled out into another issue. So that's not a Beis HaKisei. It's not a place. By our toilets, if you won't flush the toilet, it's going to remain there. So pshat is, this is a place where I bring tzoyah in, and later I get rid of it. So the Chazanish wants to say, so it could be this is a real Beis HaKisei. What's the chilek if I have a Beis HaKisei, put soya there, and then I cleaned it out, and the loch is, it's a Beis HaKisei. And it's awesome, and it's awesome in a Torah, it's a Beis HaKisei. A place that's in it, to hold soya is a Beis HaKisei. If it's irrelevant if there's soya here now, if there's not soya, this is a Beis HaKisei. So the Chazanish says, and he says, so it could be our toilets are Beis HaKisei. I put soya in. What I do, I take it out. I take it out every time I flush the toilet. But that's irrelevant. So just like I have a Beis HaKisei, and they take out the soya, which is a din of a Beis HaKisei. So now this is the shita. So Chazanish is Mesupik, and the Chazanish says we have to be Machma. This is the shita of the Chazanish. Now let's just go off for a tangent for 2 minutes. I once asked Akasha on the Chazanish. I asked the Kasha of the Chazanish, there's a mizah that could be halacha. Now, but let's just understand, we just said halachically, if there's a Beis HaKisei, and I clean it out, is a din of a Beis HaKisei. A mokim that's miyuchit, the whole tzoyah, is a din Beis HaKisei. It's kasos clean, it's a Beis HaKisei minatoy, it's a Beis HaKisei. Fine. And the Chazanish is a tzad, maybe this is also a Beis HaKisei. I flush it, I clean it out, fine. There's a bir aloche, the bir aloche asks a moira de kekashe. The whole mekoir that we learned is an iso tzoye and those. There's a posik in Chumash. The posik says that a person should be miyached amoke, where he'll be oise tzrochov, and then v'chofauto, and after you oise tzrochov, you should dig earth around it. Yosei tiyazenecha, should have like a shovel with you, and after you oise tzrochov, you should cover it with dirt. That's the halacha. And after I cover it with dirt, so then it seems it's mutter. It's mutter, that means. So now let us see the Beis HaKisei that the Pasuk is speaking about. The Beis HaKisei the Pasuk is speaking about is I was miyached amokim. I have a place which each time I'm going to be oiset tzrochov at this mokim. And the Pasuk says, and after you oiset tzrochov, you should take a shovel and cover it with dirt. He doesn't understand. So what does that help covering it with dirt? But it's a Beis HaKisei. So you're covering it with dirt. So how does it help? and from the Beni Yonah says, the minute you're covered with dirt, no problem. It's like the Bir Halacha, he doesn't understand. It's like the Bir Halacha, no. Because there, when it's Oisitz Rochav, I had an intent right away to cover it, so it never became a Beis HaKisei. A Beis HaKisei that's awesome in a Torah means I wanted to put Zoya here, and I put Zoya here. Later I decided to take it out. That's a Beis HaKisei. But if the Chilas intent of putting the Zoya here was right away to get rid of it, so that's not called a Beis HaKisei. So yes, this Kasha and the Chazay Nisha, that's our bathroom. That's our bathroom. Fine. I asked this kasha. It bothered me very much, this kasha. And maybe a year ago, I saw the Minchas Yitzchok asks this kasha on the Chazei Nish from this Bir Halacha. But al kaponim, let me just say as follows. That the Chazei Nish holds that our toilets, he doesn't know if it's a Beis HaKisei or not. Rav Henkin in Eidus Yisroel says clearly it's not a Beis HaKisei. And he says for this, Rav Henkin compares it to a Beis HaKisei, a Parsi. So our toilets, what halacha they have, is a machlokes achoinim. Rav Henkin holds it's not a Beis HaKisei, and go outside. Okay. Could be. This is a motion. About, let me just tell you for 1 minute a story which I witnessed in Teira Vedas. There was a basic kisei, and there was a sink. There was mechitzas around it. There was mechitzas around the basic kisei. There was a sink inside the basic kisei. I mean, in that room, there was a sink. Then outside, there was another sink. There was a sink outside. Right. So I was once standing outside with another Bachik Denkshinish, and the Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Yankiv Zechayna Levrocha walked out, and he didn't wash his hands. So it seems he washed his hands in the sink inside. So I forgot who the Lechutzav was, but we asked the Rosh Yeshiva, you washed your hands in the Beis HaKisei. So he said, number one, who says it's a Beis HaKisei? Number one. So that's with this cheshbin of Rav Henkin, who says it's a Beis HaKisei? And I feel it is a Beis HaKisei, but there's mechitzas around it. There's mechitzas around it, so it's called what? No, around the Beis HaKisei. That means it's around the toilet. There's a mechitzas around it. Aye, the mechitzas alamayla migimel. So you can't say love it. No. Who says by basic kisa you need it to be mamas mechitzas gemores? So this was a maisa shahoya al kaponim. He washed his hands inside and he didn't wash his hands outside. With these two cheshbonis. Al kaponim. So this is a shaila lovas. It's merdik negel aloch. Because others say if you wash inside and you take the water outside, it's greater. That means others are makel. And is that the good one? That's right. We don't have this hetter. But al kaponim. That's the shaila. Flushing helps. But al kaponim. Afilu. Some others are makel that even though we will assume it has a Beis HaKisei, but a kaponim, if the water is still in your hands outside, others are makel, so can use this water, fill it for al natila shaday. It's very much negay, go on a plane and you want to wash, and not just chakach negay. What? Okay, very good. That's also a tumul, we can use it. Henke knows, no problem. No, I don't know about that. Okay, that I don't know the say something. Okay, so now let's go back to this halacha. So the way we said a halacha, that if it's a, so the Mishnah Berurah, we're talking about Pumizachan, in a case where you have to take off the tefillin, by Beis HaKisei Kavua, so you only have to take off the tefillin Balodamas before, not in the Beis HaKisei, if it's B'loi Chafire. But if it's the Chafire, he can take off the tefillin. I can't wear the tefillin because I might be a Yisrael Tzlacha, but I can take off the tefillin in the Beis HaKiseh. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says so far. Now let's go a little further. Mikol mokrim kaidim sheyashtin tzarech lechautzim ledivrei hakel v'mishah Beis HaKiseh kibur kem masik amogin avro. V'ameh dvorim amurim lahashtin. So that means, if he wants to be mashtin in a Beis HaKiseh kavua, and it's a Beis HaKiseh sheyesh b'chafire, so what is this? So that's the din. You take it off, and then you'll take it off. You know how to wear it there. It's a Beis HaKiseh kavua, and you'll be mashtin. Yeah, one second. What is if I want to be Oise Tzrochov in this Beis HaKiseh? Have a Beis HaKiseh and I want to be Oise Tzrochov. They have to take off the tefillin. That's for sure. I now have to do the Tzrochov tefillin. Mashme midivrei HaBeis Yoseh yesh lahachme lachleitz perichet dalet ames mimokim shereise lasei Tzrochov afilo nifne b'mokim sheine Beis HaKiseh klal. Now the Mishnah Berurah is saying three halachas. We're talking about when there's chafire. We're talking about this chafire. So he says if he wants to be oise tzrochov, he has to take off the tzurim dalad amas away. And if it's samazoi, and he wants to be mefane, and it's not even a basic kisei, he also has to take it off dalad amas away. Now let me just tell you, I had a problem with this, and then Baruch Hashem, I found I wasn't the only one that had this problem. Rafiki Meginim had the same problem. He blives by a tzorchim. But let's go as follows. Mr. Bulu says three alochas. We'll speak about the second two alochas. The din is, let's forget about a basic kisei aparsiyim. If there's a Beis HaKiseh, I'm not allowed to bring the tefillin in. I have to take off the tefillin, dalad amas away. Fine. That didn't we understand? You have to bring tefillin to Beis HaKiseh. Fine. What if it's not a Beis HaKiseh? Nothing. But I want to be Oise Tzrochav. This is a field. And I want to be Oise Tzrochav here. So the Afiki Meginim says, now it's not a Beis HaKiseh, but let's be Reyes HaNoilet. You can take off the tefillin here, and be Oise Tzrochov here. Now, this is Soya here. So you brought the tefillin, even though when you brought the tefillin, there was no Soya, but if you have an intent to lasse Soya, so now to bring it here. Because even though now it's not a Beis HaKiseh, but let's be a Reyes HaNoila, but it's going to become, there's going to be Tzoya here. So this, the Afiki Meginim says, that's the second half of the Mishnah Berurah. So that means even though it's not a Beis HaKiseh, afilo nifne b'mokim she'eino Beis HaKiseh klal, it's not a Beis HaKiseh. Ela b'chatzei re'oknei asoda, you have to take it off Daladamas. Why Daladamas? Because let's be Reyes HaNoilet, it's going to become a Beis HaKiseh, and then you have the tefillin next to the tzoya. Please, v'yimachnecha kodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that even though it's not a Beis HaKiseh, but if you have an intent, lasis chochov, so then you have to take off the tzoya and dalad amas away. Now the first halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, if I have an intent, lasis chochov, I have to take off the tefillin also dalad amas away. So this Tafiki Meginim says, I don't understand. What reason is that? If I have an intent, that means like this. If I'm not going to be Yosef Tzrochov, no problem. You bring the tefillin here, no problem. It's not a Beis HaKiseh. But if I have an intent to be Yosef Tzrochov, then you have to take it Dalad Amos away. Dalad Amos away from what? This is not a Beis HaKiseh. It's a Beis HaKiseh Aparsiyah. So this halacha, which is a Mogen Avram, the Afiki Meginim says he doesn't understand. Okay, so we have to know this is the Mishnah Berurah says here three halachas that if a person has an intent, lasei tzrochov, then Say it's never a basic kisa. He has to take it off the Odama, which we can understand. And Afilu, and if it's a basic kisa, I pass him, you also have to take it off the Odama. And this, the Fikim Beginim says, he has no inkling to understand why it should be like that. Why not? He's Isis Rochov, and it's Miss Galgul. So what's the problem with the tefillin? Why not? It's Kodesh. My machna is Kodesh and Soyuz in here. You have to have Dal Damas from Tsoya. The Tsoya is not in this Rishus. It's not called, since the Tsoya will not remain here, it goes right away out. I don't think, no. It seems like it's Rochav, so that's what he can begin. There's no Isra, but it's Rochav. The Isra is Tzaya. And since the Tzaya right away is not in this Rishus, so there's no Indian, it's Isra of Rochav. That's what the Fika McGinn asks. Gewaldig, take it in with you, no problem. That's no problem whatsoever. That's gewaldig. Here we're talking about, he took off the tefillin a year down cover. Yeah, okay. Im heim now. That's Beis Akise Arai. Now let's see Gimel. Beis Akise Arai, Haino, Kegoin Lahashtin Mayim. Beis Akise Arai means a place that is not oimed to put soya there. It's used to be mashtin. Shein Odom Oilach Bishvilom Le Beis Akise. To this you don't go. To be Ois Etzchochev, it's a special place where you go to, but Lahashtin Mayim, you don't go to a special place. We'll see this has to be explained. So let us see what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. Beis Akise Ari, Perish. Hodam Rinen La'el Damuta La'hashtim Boy B'Tfilin Sheberoishoy. A person is allowed to wear tefillin, and the Beis Akise Arai, where there's no problem of Netzaitzis, it's a problem of Netzaitzis, you probably might go wipe up Netzaitzis. So he should go and cover the ritzus from his hand. But he's wearing it, so let's see, he unraveled the ritzus on his hand. So now he's in the Beis Akise Arai, and he's mashtin. There's no problem. There's no problem with this, Mikadim. So Memele, so Beis Akise Arai, Perish. The Mutter Lahashtin. There's no tzoya there. Because of the tzoya, you shouldn't bring tefillin in a mokim. The gamu mokim shen regilin lefoneisham, because if it's a mokim shen lefoneisham, we're afraid he might change his mind and oise tzrochem. Lekach legezrin shem yipon lebetfillin. Vafillin mu mokim tzonua, even though it's a private place, and theoretically, if he wants to be oise tzrochem, no one will know about it. But since this is not a mokim that Oysa Tzrochav, she allowed to be mashed in there. Wearing the tefillah. Wearing the tefillah. Basically, he said tefillah. So, but a promise is not a mokim, it's a basic, he said tefillah. So, the I bring the God, the tefillah, the Elishna Lavdaf, not I'm making it a basic. The tefillah, me yuchin, me kamaz manim, lahashtim, me komokim, ari yechoshit. That means if you have a place that's me yuchin, you're mashed in there, 20 times a day, and 20 people are mashing there. But it's only used for Ashtonet, so you're allowed to be mashing over there wearing the tefillin. I mean, that's the Shita Samachab, and that's what we were speaking about. And if you're wearing the tefillin, so there's no shash of the nitzaitis, except with the tzu on your hand, so you unravel the tzu on the hand. Now, right there. Sim Dalit, Nimhein Bechekoi, Vachoger Chagure. Yeah. What if the tefillin are becheka in his lap, v'chogel chagoyre, and they're tied, the tight. That means he's not holding it. Here's the tefillin are tied to with a chagura, with a belt. So now, oy bebigdoy, biyadoy, or he's holding it bebigdoy biyadoy, muter ben lahashtin ben lefanes. Now, so now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. This is a shver halacha. Im heim bechekoy, if it is in his lap, let's say, and it's tied to his belt. Now he wants to be mashtin. So like this, we said you're not allowed to be mashtin. He might be mekaneich in the tzitzis, and he's holding the tool in his hand. So he's not allowed to. But if he's not holding the tool in his hand, his tool are tied with his belt. So main bechaykei. The sulak lemeishim the tzitzis. The gamishim shema yiplo mimenu won't fall out either. It won't fall out. Umuta bein bebeis akise kavua bein ba'arai. So he is allowed to be mashtin. Sayin bebeis akise kavua bein bebeis akise arai. There's no shash of netzoytzei since the tefillin are, the belt is supporting it. So if it will be netzoytzei, his hands are free, he can be connect in the tzitzis with his hand. But now the second thing says, oy bepigdoy biyodoy. So achien, so this is a shrek. We learned in the beginning, you're not allowed to be mashtin, holding the tefillin in your hand, which you might wipe up in the tzitzis. And here it says, oy bepigdoy biyodoy, it's wrapped up in your bag and you're holding it in your hand. And it's also mutter. So here's a shrek, but you mean it's mutter. You might be mekaneich in the tzitzis. That's the problem. So here, the besif al, of course, of afilu teifes oisam bebigdoy also, if he's holding it in his hand, but since there's netzitzis, he might wipe up the netzitzis with the tefillin in his hand. So what's that? Vayim betazim bognavom shenitchaku bozeh moi. So it's a big doichi. Agavuchet, the Taz says, I don't know why it's such a big doichik. The Taz says like this. No, it's speaking about that the tefillin are here, and he's holding the tefillin, he's supporting the tefillin with his hand. That means the whole reason the tefillin won't fall is because the beged is over the tefillin, and he's holding it. Now, if he's going to be an oibah chacham and wipe up the netzitis, you know what's going to happen? The tefillin are going to fall. So in this case, the Taz says, there's no problem. He won't be mekaneich over here. If he's holding the tefillin over here and he's covered and it's being supported by the beggar and he's holding the beggar, the soul, that means that what we said before is also, if he's holding the tefillin in his hand and it's covered with a beggar, and now he's mashed, you know what he's going to do? He's going to wipe up the meiraglayim with the hand that's holding the tefillin. That's what we'll do. But this is what the Taz is. But if the tefillin over here and he's holding it, supporting the tefillin with his hand, in order they shouldn't fall, so there's no problem whatsoever. That's what the Taz is. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a doichik. But be a gokos of the sif zeshimi bala kumas shita chers a chayul kahod the sif alef the sfile the big the yodei shulecheshin the sif shif ani tzaytes chenechi v'seif amay mamot chayf bekishurim the big the kolam and mutter if it's tied to the baggage the sif no shayla is no shash of the tzaytes. Which boy with the...
It was
23 days. Oh, that's a few weeks ago this happened.
Yeah.